firstly, to put these things into context, North Korea, they blew up this liaison office. How did we get here? Are we seeing relations really get that bad?
Yep, the rapprochement has literally gone up in smoke. But their motivations are kind of multifaceted. The blowing up of the liaison office serves a few purposes for the North Korean regime. One, we should actually recognise there was, in a some degree of provocation, the balloons are sent over by conservative religious groups, often headed by defectors, and there is some debate about who actually funds those defector groups to send the balloons over. A lot of conservative diaspora Koreans, and even there's a debate over some of the money coming from the US government. So they're not necessarily sweet messages either. Some of them deride the regime, but that's in a sense a minor part of the story. I think that North Korea is doing incredibly tough because they've closed down the border with China, so they're even in worse economic straits than normal. And the government of the regime has always found it convenient to have a distraction and blame somebody else, and to focus people's attention on the evil regime down the road. But it also, tactically, it repositions and gives even greater profile and domestic standing to Kim Jong-un's younger sister, Kim Yo-jong.
Mm. In fact, that was sort of the next thing I wanted to talk about. In terms of Kim Yo-jong, seems to be taking more and more of a central role. Now that we've seen Kim Jong-un, we don't really know a great deal about his status, but certainly it seems he's stepped back, at the very least, from a lot of public duties. Is this a move to kind of solidify her reputation, her standing a little bit, as opposed to perhaps other forces that might arise in Kim Jong-un's absence?
Kim Jong-un's still center stage, and when she makes her announcement, she says that she's been given the authority by her brother to sanction this sort of activity. And indeed, she's warning of even more acts of provocation in the in the coming days. So watch this space. So her role is to bolster the whole basis of the cult leadership of the Paektu line. Paektu is the name of the biggest mountain in Korea, and it's that Kim Il Sung, Kim Jong Il, Kim Jong Un bloodline. And she reinforces that cult of personality. So you get two Kims for the price of one. That's how pure they are. And so hers is a complementary role, but definitely marks her as 2IC in the regime.
Are there other issues they may be looking to distract from internally by focusing this kind of energy on the South?
Well, they're undoubtedly frustrated with the lack of progress post Hanoi and all the other mini summits that have happened. They've cancelled the hotline to Seoul, but they've maintained the hotline to Trump. He's about to go; his term's coming towards an end. They would have liked to have seen a lot more progress. Yet the US have, strengthened up their sanctions again. They're deeply frustrated with the sanctions. So partly it's distraction at home, but the other thing that North Korea is very good at doing, it's got an attention deficit disorder. It wants attention. So it's trying to grab the world headlines to try and negotiate some sort of greater aid package and reduction of sanctions for their economy, which is hurting badly at the moment.
Just briefly on the topic of the relationship between North Korea and the United States, I mean, this was supposedly a big win for President Trump when they got the initial talks kind of rolling, but then turned into a bit of a loser, and now Trump's got his own kind of issues internally in the United States. Would it be fair to say the North Korea-US relationship's been put well on the back burner to pass the November election?
Unless his aides say it's somehow going to lose votes in the more marginal states, I don't think he'll see any use for it. John Bolton's book said that every decision he made, whether it was a domestic or international relations, was always made through the prism of his enhancing his own re-election. So unless there's an obvious... He liked the photo opportunities, the president, I think, and the global stage it gave him negotiating with Kim Jong-un. Maybe Kim Jong-un and his sister are counting on him wanting one last hurrah to before the Americans go to the polls.
And just finally, I mean, it's obviously the key question every time we kind of see this flare up of tensions between North and South Korea. But where do they go from here? Just how do you see this situation developing?
Not good, I don't think. I think it's quite serious because the rhetoric out of Pyongyang is really ramped up. There's been a lot of insults, and now she's warning of militarizing. She, being Kim Yo-dong, has been warning that they're going to re-militarize parts of the DMZ. So in the future, it mightn't be the DMZ, it might be just the MZ.
Mm. Well, Bronwyn, do appreciate you joining us on this one this morning.
My pleasure.